Welcome everybody, Shir number 1280. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemrabar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shlema Miriam Rezel Basdina. Getting back to Al Malacha of Ma'amer Gathering. Okay, so I just want to finish off the part of Ma'amer, the Uvdin, the whole part, indoors. We spoke about the outdoors, which is a little bit stricter, but now when it comes to indoors, we spoke about in general the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Ayel Mishulish quotes him and others, says, if it got spread out too far, in other words, too spread out, just very simply take a broom and bring it all together. Once you bring it all together, you can put it back into the box. It would not be a problem. Now, I do want to say there are those who are mamish mekel altogether. Most we did mention most poiskim are machmir. One should be careful. So you take a broom; it's not a big deal. You just put it all a regular soft broom. You sweep them all together, and then you put them back into the box. In general, once they're going to be, you know, a person might say, well, the broom is dirty or whatever, but once they've rolled all over the floor, you know, you're going to be washing them off anyways. And of course, like in conjunction with the halachas of borer, we said you're not allowed to wash, you can't go washing off a fruit unless you're going to eat it right away in general, unless it's for hygienical purposes, but then, meaning that there's no actual dirt. But usually when it rolls on the floor, you have dirt. An apple rolls on the floor, nobody's taking an apple, just going to eat it. You know, you're going to wash it off, and there's usually dirt from the floor anyways. So washing it off is problematic, but if you eat it right away, Lefi Rav Moshe at least, it is a machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah, but Lefi Rav Moshe, if you eat it right away, there's definitely what to rely on to wash it off, but not to soak it, to be careful not to soak it. Okay. It runs a little bit parallel with Bara, some of these halachas, because of the fact that, you know, in Simen Shil Lamed Hey, Shulchan Aruch says straight out that if it fell into dirt, that's running into a problem of Bara, besides the washing pot, but just pulling it out of the dirt, unless you need it right away. Okay. So we spoke about all that. I just want to, sort of go through, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas. Reb Shimon Eider also, brings down in his sefer, and he brings down straight up. He brings down on page 85 in the Malacha of Ma'amer. Rabbi Shimon Eider, he wrote on Ma'amer. He wrote on quite a number of Malachas, not all of them, but Ma'amer was one of them. And he says in number 4, page 85, number 4, gathering fruit which is scattered in the house or on the table. On the table, we understand, would be no problem at all, even if it's scattered all over the table. So putting it back in the box. Now, the question is over here, putting it back in the box, right? Putting it back into the basket, the box, or whatever the case is. So on the table, that's not a problem. We spoke about where it's go, you know, it spreads out a lot. And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was achad heina, achad heina, achad heina, one here, one there. But it was talking about in the field. So the question is, how do we apply it to the house or not? So we saw it as the poiskim in general for the last few shiurim. Taka said most poiskim did say it's a problem to use the broom. But Shimon Eider brings down that it he wants to say it's mutter all the way through. And he quotes from the Oz Nidbiru, the Sefer Oz Nidbiru. He quotes it in Ha'ara number Mem Beis on the bottom, who also says it would not be a problem. Now, going in conjunction with that, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas also quotes, he brings, and it's coming off, I'm not going to get into the whole Sfara Shabbai, the Medayik, it's sort of like Medayik from the Mishnah, from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the way he says it, that it only applies to outside, okay, I'm not going to get into the whole Lamedus right now, but the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, Taka learns it like that also, and he does quote also Reb Shimon Eider in his Sefer, just real quickly to read what he says on page 3. 12. You know, I do want to mention the fact that we keep on stressing most poiskim were machmir, but there are those who were mekel and need be. If somebody does it even without the broom, you know, there's definitely what to rely on. That's for sure. So that's not you know, we want to keep that in mind. But if you want to cover all ground to the say and to cover which is what most poiskim say and most farim bring down, that at least to use a broom like this, you cover you know, gather it together with the broom. Like this, he's covering quite a number of poskim. Anyway, so he brings down on page 312, the prohibition of uvdin d'chol, which is what we're talking about, applies only when fruits became scattered and dispersed in a field or outdoors. Then for sure it applies. That's not the question. Our question is right now we're discussing indoors. In other words, somebody has a basket tipped over, a basket of fruit tipped over, and it rolled, if it rolled in the general area right next to one, right next to a person, right, it just tipped over there right near me. So that's not the issue. We spoke about that. We're talking about cases where it's rolled out, whatever, all over the kitchen, all over the living room, and it's spread out quite a bit. So it's spread out to the extent that you have to go, you know, you have to go in this corner and that corner and pick it all up and gather it all together. So if you just gather a few that you need to eat, that's also not a problem. Even in the field, we saw that's not a problem. Again, we're dealing with only uvdin d'chol. We're not dealing with if somebody went in the field and they picked it up for the first time. That is also across the board, right? Because of the fact that it's ma'amer. We spoke about that. That's to pick up the first time that's gathering, and you're gathering into a basket. That's the real malacha of ma'amer. Right now we're talking about it was already gathered. It's in the basket, but the basket got tipped over and it spilled out, all over the place. So the restriction of regathering, again, regathering, ma'amer achar ma'amer, to gather after one already gathered. That's the issue over here. So he wants to say it does not apply with fruits, to fruits and nuts that became scattered indoors. Floors are constantly swept, and collecting scattered fruits does not resemble gathering in any malacha sense. And again, he was quoting Rav Shimon Eider in conjunction with how they learned the Lushan and the Mishnah Berurah over there. He says, therefore, if a box of apples or grapes or a bag of nuts became overturned, right? Somebody's, a kid is running by, boom, knocks over the bag of nuts, then the nuts, which is something that, right, it's from Gedulei Karka, right? It grew from the ground, it grew outside, and so on. So that's the real ma'amer, but it was already collected. It's in the bag, and the whole bag got spilled out all over the place, and a bag of nuts became overturned, or the box of apples, right, or grapes, and it got scattered, the scattering its contents over a wide area. So again, if it's right next to you, so that's no problem. But it got scattered over a wide area in a large room or a hall or something like that, the scattered fruits and nuts may be collected and put back into their box, Lafi, the way he learns it out. Now, I do want to mention, in conjunction when you're dealing with a simcha, like let's say like by an ofruf, and people throw nuts, they throw bags and things are flying all over the place, you know. So when it comes to a simcha, then the poiskim are more makel, not just Reb Shimon Eider, not just Sefer Lamates Melachos, or not just the Reb Shimon Eider Sefer. But many of the other sfarim are more makel when it comes to a simcha, meaning when they, you know, somebody throws it, that people are throwing bags and then there's nuts and everything is being, you know, thrown all over. So you have nuts, which is something from that grew from the ground, growing on a tree and so on. So to go gather it into a bag, could I do that? It's right by enough roof, it's all over. It's not like in one area. So now I want to go gather it back into a bag, you know. So the poskim takas say that when it comes to a simcha, like an ofruf or something like that, it is much easier. And there are quite a number of more poskim who will be more makel as far as gathering it together, and there would not be the isser of uvdin d'chol. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and baracha kol tov.